Welcome back to the Live Elevated podcast, helping you elevate your entire life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's time to elevate. You and I are created to create. We are created beings as humans, but we also are creative beings, meaning we are created to create. And the thing is, I think a lot of times people think, well, I'm not an artist, or I'm not artistic, or my imagination sucks, whatever, fill in the blank. But I'm talking much more than making art. I'm not talking just creating a painting or creating a story, although those are beautiful things and essential. You know, storytelling is what one of the things we're made to do and is essential to our survival in terms of our health and being able to tell stories about ourselves, about the world around us. But I'm speaking about creating much more than that, deeper than that. As human beings, you have creative power as a human, a creature being made in God's image. You create using your thoughts, your words, and your actions. You literally create reality based on those things, which is why if you want to change reality, change the way you think, change the way you talk, change the language you use in situations, whether it's external language or the voices in your head. If you can change the words you use, you can change your reality. And then, of course, probably the most obvious and tangible way, the way people who pretty much everyone can agree with is the most possible, is your actions. You know, even people who don't believe that words or thoughts are important or they create things will agree with you that your actions do. Your actions, the actions you take, good or bad, create reality. They create a result. They have consequences, whether good or bad. And so my message to you is simple. You're a creative being, number one. But don't miss out on the powerful potential of owning your life and creating your life because you are a creative being. I've been obsessed with this idea that basically all art is, it comes from the source, and the source is God, the ultimate artist, the ultimate creative being, the eternal creative being. It's interesting that the first thing we know about God, if you read the Bible, is before we know he is, you know, other attributes like loving or kind or patient, full of mercy or truth, we find out he's a creator. He's the creative. So he brings things that are not into being, and he brings things and creates reality by his word, which is so fascinating. Because again, if what's in scripture is true, that we are made in God's image, then I love this quote that I read last night that says, the creative potential in human beings is literally the image of God. Your potential to create using your thoughts, your words, and your actions is such a big part of being made in God's image. You know, and I would argue the other parts are being loved and the ability to love and unconditional love and all of that, but it is super powerful to remind ourselves of the ownership we have, of the ability we have, the opportunity we have to not just live reactively, but to take back control, to take back ownership of our life and know that we can change our life because we have creative power. We can create. We were made to create. We are created to create as creative beings. And so my advice to you and to myself is to elevate our thoughts, elevate our language, elevate our actions. So on the thought level, basically the thoughts are seeds in your life. If you want good actions, if you want good fruit, you must first plant good seeds. You must then nurture those good seeds and pull the weeds, and then allow that with time to manifest and to literally come to fruition, to develop into the state where you actually produce fruit. And it's not a magical process. You just have to continue planting the seed, nurture the seed. Like that seed has to abide. The roots have to dig down deep, and it must remain for a length of time for fruit to happen in your life. But a lot of people will try to do what people do or get the result people have without first planting that seed or being or thinking. You must go back to the roots, the seed, and that starts with your thoughts. So elevate your thoughts. Check in with yourself. Become self-aware increasingly. And know that you're made for elevated thoughts. You're made not to see people as things, but you're made to see people as human beings connected to you. You can elevate your thoughts by finding solutions rather than excuses. You can elevate your thoughts by thinking about things that are good or pure or right or true or beautiful, filling your mind with these thoughts. And when you have bad thoughts or thoughts that aren't you, just discarding them, letting them come up and being able to detach yourself from that thought is everything. You're not just your thoughts. Like, some thoughts are not you, and it's okay to have them. It's not okay to focus on them and to water that seed or to water those negative thoughts because it doesn't yield good results. It doesn't yield good fruit, right? That makes sense? The next step is the words you use. What's more powerful than thought is word spoken. Spoken word is everything. Ah, man, I'll never make that. I'll never accomplish that. I always suck at this. I'll never make it past that. Or I am sick. You hear people say it all the time, right? I'm very conscious, as you should be too, in growing in the awareness of the words we speak. So if I'm sick, I'll even joke with my wife. I'm like, yeah, I just hope I don't get sick. Or you know, changing the pathway there, changing the focus. Or yeah, I'm getting better. Yeah, I'm getting stronger. You know, yeah, I didn't sleep great, but I feel rested. I feel strong. You know, it's changing the way we speak to not describe things as they are, but to look to the future and bring the future, bring what we want and desire into the present. So if you look at people and how they talk, a lot of times they're describing things and typically using negative language. But if you can shift that mindset, shift the spoken word to always be positive, life-giving, words of affirmation and strength and peace and good things, you know, speaking things, almost, it's not speaking things into existence, but there's truth in the idea of what you speak over your life, you tend to self-fulfill. The self-fulfilling prophecy is a very real thing. You know, if you say, I can't do this, and you believe that, then you can't. But once you say, I can, and you believe that, and you step forward with faith, you find yourself doing things you didn't imagine you could do, right? So if you're sick, using positive, healthy, healing words is actual medicine for you. And I believe very firmly God's word is medicine. And you are made to be healed and to be restored to full health, body, mind, and spirit. And again, I'm not saying disease won't happen. Disease exists. But sometimes we actually bring stuff in our lives that doesn't need to be there because of the words we speak and the thoughts we think. And lastly, as we nip this and tie this knot, is the actions we take. If we have goals and we have a vision for our life and our actions don't line up to those goals, vision, and priorities, we either have to change our result, change our goals and aspirations and visions, or we must change our actions. If our actions don't align with our goals and priorities, we got to change our goals and priorities or our actions. And if you're here, you are the type of man or the woman, type of man or woman, who wants to elevate your actions, elevate your habits, elevate what you do and how well you do it and how consistently you do it. Because as you do that, the results get better and better. Your reality elevates higher and higher. The quality of life gets better and better. And not to say you're not going to have resistance or obstacles. No, it might be the opposite. But when you elevate your thoughts, your words, and your actions consistently, those obstacles and that resistance is the same thing in the gym. You'll look at the weight and you'll say, yeah, that's resistance. That's harder than just using my body weight. But I actually will reap the rewards. I'll reap the benefits of lifting that weight, of putting myself through that resistance. So the only way out is through. The only way out is through. And that's the power of stepping into your creative potential as a human being. I hope that makes sense. I hope it just kind of sparks some fire and maybe plant some seeds into the incredible power you have as a human being, not to change, you know, to do miracles and change reality yourself. And this is, you know, speaking things into existence. That's not my point or my message. But it's the idea that you can create. You do create. You don't need to be an artist or a painter or a writer to create things in your life, in your reality, in your consciousness. The way we do it is through thoughts, words, and actions. And you do that every single waking moment. So the more we can raise our awareness and consciousness of this creation, we can then say, hey, is this creation good or is it bad? Do I need to make adjustments? And if so, let me go back to the root of it. And that could very well be the thoughts, which then stem from identity. And that is a different podcast for a different time. But if you enjoyed this episode, then please share it. Message me. Remember, you are a creative being, but you have creative ability. You are created to be creative. And you do that with your thoughts, words, and actions. So I hope that was helpful and valuable. I appreciate your time. Go create beautiful and amazing things in your day today. Much love. Remember, you are made to live elevated. See you next time.